Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, the team at Central West Mums, they do some great work, and there is a member of Central West Mums that's taken it upon herself to help out kids in the Central West that are doing it a bit tough and are struggling with some basic school supplies that many of us take for granted when getting our kids sorted for the new year. Her name's Tracy Britt. She joins us online. Tracy, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. I think what you're doing is a wonderful idea because for many parents it's easy. You know, you've got to go to the shops and you spend $100 or a couple hundred bucks. You get them bags, pencils, everything they need, lunch boxes, drink bottles, all that sort of stuff. But for some families it's hard, and which makes it hard for some kids. And you've put a bit of a collection out there together. What are you up to?
So far, Neil, we're up to 20 bags. Last year, we got to 60 bags. So the bags, as you just mentioned, contain pencils and texters and, you know, all of those sort of supplies that all the children need going into the new year. So 20 bags so far. Our goal would try to be maybe 65 or 70. Mm-hmm. So, you know, donations are warmly welcome from the community. Or small businesses or local businesses would be muchly appreciated.
All right. The backpack itself and its contents, how then do you distribute them? Let's assume we get to 70 or 80, even maybe 100 this year. Where do you then take them?
So I go around to the schools and just basically, you know, do a drop-off to each of the schools. Last year we did... I think roughly around 10 per school. There was some schools that already had some backpacks, so declined the offer, which is fine. And then the students, you know, the teachers would see that students don't have bags or whatnot and then be able to assist.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. All right, let me ask you this, Tracy. What made you start this drive to help kids out?
Well, I was talking to a friend who was a teacher's aide once, and, you know, she was talking about, you know, how in our own community we still have so many children in need. You know, we think that Australia is a wealthy country, which it is somewhat, but there are still people that, you know, live in situations where the families can't afford, you know, all of those nice things that we take for granted, whether that be from unemployment or loss of income or, you know, people are sick or whatever that be. We don't judge or whatever. We're just there to help. So we just sort of thought, right, well, let's put a couple of bags together. And I think the first year was like only 5 or 7 bags, and it has just grown every year from then on. And, you know, some people, you know, each year then contact me and say, you're going to do those bags again this year? And I go, yeah, why not? Okay. So I think we're into our 5th year this year.
Right. Wow. Well done. I mean, to achieve 60 last year, aiming for even more this year. I think it's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen in the community listening to this, if you can help out. Now, new gear, what? Obviously, I mean, you don't want old drink bottles and lunch boxes. I'm guessing it's new gear?
Yeah, look, all the content is new. We do sometimes accept secondhand bags, though, if they're, you know, in still a reasonable condition. But, yeah, the rest of the content is all new. And there's also going to be a school readiness day held by Mission Australia. I think it's the 18th of January. And they will also take on some supplies too, and are also welcoming the offer of uniforms. So if people have got uniforms that they no longer need, the kids are going from year 6 to year 7, they would also be greatly appreciated because, you know, someone's trash is always someone else's treasure.
Yeah, that's no doubt about that. Now, listen, I think people listening to this, if you want to teach your kids that Christmas is the season of giving, not so much a season of receiving, this could be a great way to do it. Perhaps put a bag together and get the kids out there to get in the shops and pick up the pencils and the rubbers and the backpack and the drink bottles and the lunch boxes, etc., and make a school pack for a kid that's less fortunate than your own. Tracy, I think it's wonderful. You're a good human. The world's a better place for people like you. How do people get in contact?
They can either send me a message on my mobile, 0437 069 370, or if they're a member of the Central West Mum, look me up on there and send me a Facebook Messenger message.
All right, or give me a call, 133353. I'll pass those details on to you. Tracy Britt's my guest this morning. Good to chat, and thanks again.
Thank you very much, Neil.